Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast, a space where we will be revealing what is it that is getting in the way of our potential as human beings, as a species, diving into a deep inquiry into body, mind, consciousness, our way of being on the planet today, and our current relationship with our reality and with reality itself. My name is Nikki Clinch. I am your host. I will be sharing the science, research, and evidence, and coming into this podcast from the paradigm of ontology, looking at why you are the way you are, not as a you problem, but looking at it from the context of a human problem. This is not about you. This is about being human. My intention is that in this podcast, you will discover so many blind spots that are running you and your life and how reality is unfolding, and that you can start to experience yourself as part of the human species rather than just an individual stuck in a story trying to solve your own problems. This is the time now on our planet to remember and embody and realize our infinite potential as a species. If you want to dive even deeper beyond this podcast, you can download our 21 Days of Expansion, 21 powerful body-mind ontological activations, meditations, for you to be able to work with your own rewiring and neural pathways to be able to create a fundamental shift in how you experience yourself, how you experience your reality, and the way in which you are a co-creator in the world that you are getting. So just hit the link below to download 21 days, and that can be yours starting now. But for now, let's dive into this podcast, The Infinite Potential of Being Human. I am so excited for you to explore and inquire and receive all the teachings and richness and education of the episodes ahead. Thank you so much. I'm Nikki Clinch. I'm delighted to be here with you. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast. My name is Nikki Clinch, and I am your host. I am here recording from Dubai. I have just led another round of the Listening to Life program, and it was, as always, beyond powerful, beyond extraordinary. This work quite literally changes lives. And not just because it gives us the possibility of experience our entire reality and our entire world in a completely new way and from a completely new paradigm, which in itself is already huge, but it allows us the possibility of being free from this incessant suffering and struggle that we as human beings are constantly in, the suffering and the struggle of the human condition. And many human beings are even pretending that they're not in that suffering and struggle, which exacerbates the suffering and struggle even more. And so witnessing these participants when they come out of Listening to Life in this expansive, spacious, vast, infinite quiet and stillness and peace is not only extraordinary, it's a privilege and it is an honor. Now, that peace and that vastness is more unsettling and uncomfortable and scary than most of us are ever willing to admit or own, which is relevant to today's episode. We as human beings, I think it would be fair to say, could quite easily declare that if I were to ask you if you want to be free, you would say yes. I mean, I've not ever really met a human being that would say no. I haven't met one yet. That when I ask someone, do you want to be free? Not once has anyone said, no, I don't want to be free. I'm happy in my cage. 100% of the time, people that I have spoken to, and I've spoken to a lot of human beings, and because of the nature of my work, I get to speak to them in very deep and intimate and vulnerable spaces. When I ask them if they want to be free, the answer is yes. And yet, the very nature of freedom is to be in the vastness and the unknowing spaciousness beyond mind, beyond identity, beyond everything that you know of who you are, or everything you think of who you are, beyond the incessant, familiar experience of yourself in the world. To be in that void where your mind quite literally can't hold on to anything, doesn't know where you are, and all there is this quiet depth of stillness. At the beginning is euphoric and blissful, but what I have seen with human beings is that it is not long that we can tolerate that vast emptiness before the mind mechanically gets pulled back to the old familiar suffering and struggle and way of thinking. It's the greatest human addiction of all, our addiction to our story, our addiction to how we know ourselves and how we think of who we are, and the incessant, constant trying to solve the problem of ourselves. And this episode is going to dive deeply into this. This episode, I want to open up a topic. In fact, I want to challenge a topic that is rampant in the spiritual community and the wellness community. And I want to challenge it in the way that allows everyone here listening to see a blind spot that we didn't even know we were in relation to this particular topic. Because if you don't know that you don't know that you don't know, you're in a blind spot, then that blind spot is keeping you stuck within the realms of how you're stuck. It's keeping you trapped in a particular struggle and way of being. And as long as you are trapped and stuck in that blind spot, then you have no power to outgrow it, to mature beyond it. And this whole podcast is about our maturation. It's about looking at regular and typical and consistent ways that we are being human, both as individuals in our individual problems and our individual struggles and our individual lives, but also as a society, as a culture, as a species. And this topic is rampant in the wellness and spiritual industry. And I can tell you that it is probably one of the biggest contributors to enormous levels of suffering and struggle out of anything else I've seen when people come into our programs. In fact, I would say that the kind of people that we attract in our programs are the kind of people that are really invested in their self-evolution and self-transformation. And therefore, this particular topic is a very present topic in their world. And as long as we are not diving into an inquiry on this topic from an ontological paradigm, from an ontological context, we will continue to be stuck in the blind spot around this topic, and therefore it really won't have the ability to give us the kind of freedom that I believe everybody wants that's diving into this topic. So, enough of the code talk. Let me give you what this week's episode is all about. I am diving into mindset, shifting mindset. I want to use this episode to challenge the current context from which the conversation and the teachings around mindset shifting is currently predominantly being taught and led. If we are not looking at the conversation of mindset from an ontological paradigm, then we are stuck in the blind spot. And then this teaching of shifting mindset can never and will never be able to give you the kind of freedom that I believe you really want. It definitely can give you temporary moments of improvement. It can definitely give you temporary moments of reprieve from the incessant repeating suffering of the noise of your own mind. But please, let's not confuse temporary moments of improvement and moments of reprieve from the incessant repeating suffering of the mind. Let's not confuse that with freedom. Because I want to presence again that part of the struggle, the current struggle of the way of being that is of human beings right now, and that is in relation to you as an individual listening, but it really is a problem of human being as a species currently, is that we are lying to ourselves by telling ourselves that those temporary moments of reprieve and temporary moments of euphoria are good enough. We tell ourselves that, I guess that's as good as it gets for me, while secretly telling ourselves that the reason why it's only temporary is because there must be something really wrong with me. And I better work out what that is. In fact, let me try again to try and chase that temporary moment of euphoria and self-improvement and see if I can make it last longer this time. And then we do the next thing that gives us that moment of high and that moment of feeling better. And it works for a temporary period of time until the mechanical magnetic pull to return back to the same old shitty thinking and an experience in the body of suffering that is familiar to how we know ourselves returns. And then we use that as another piece of evidence that there is something wrong with us. And we either go into a state of resignation, which is basically telling ourselves that we hope that one day we'll be able to find the magic bridge to the other side, but really I know I won't because there's really something wrong with me. Everyone else, definitely. Look at them. Look at how they're free. Look at how happy they are. Look at how peaceful they must be, but not me. But I'm going to try. I'm going to try and find what it is. Maybe it's this strategy. Maybe it's this mindset. Maybe it's this affirmation. Maybe it's this way of eating. Maybe it's this course. Maybe it's this plant medicine. I'll just keep trying and having these moments of blissful euphoria that are temporary until I experience that magnetic pull of, oh shit, here I go again, back in the same old suffering and experience of myself. Once again, proving that there really is something wrong with me. Now, if you are hearing yourself in what I am explaining or describing, I can tell you that I can describe that so accurately because it is not just individual to you. That is consistent in every human being I have ever worked with, including myself. Because it is not a you problem. It is a human problem. It is a particular design issue with the design of the being of human being. As long as you have a human mind and as long as you are stuck in these particular blind spots to which I want to reveal in this episode, you are going to find yourself continually stuck in this hamster wheel way of being. And this topic of mindset, shifting mindset, currently, without looking and working with mindset from an ontological paradigm, is actually feeding the story. Now, I know that this can potentially ruffle a lot of feathers. And I want you to know, if you are a mindset teacher or if you have been invested in mindset work and you are hearing this and you're getting angry with me and you're getting triggered, please know that I am not saying this because I want to insult or challenge or threaten you. I am saying this because I believe that what you really want is freedom. And unless we as a species bring consciousness to what is currently a blind spot within the species, not you as an individual, the species, then that freedom is not available. The other thing I want to present is that if you are getting angry and threatened, then look at why. If you're getting triggered by what I'm already saying, then could it be that what I'm saying is brushing up against something that has been a survival mechanism for you? Something that has been something you have held on to give you a sense of control and knowing of yourself. And if it is triggering and activating you, that's probably a sign that we are moving towards something that could be keeping you stuck. So my usual and constant invitation for everyone listening is stay in the conversation. You do not need to agree with anything I say. I am not interested in your agreement. But I do invite you to, at the very least, stay in the conversation, stay curious to what is coming up for you as you're listening. And at the very least, try on what I'm saying and really try it on, like really give it a go. Let it in experientially. Let it affect you and wrestle with it and try it on for size before you reject it. And then you have every freedom and choice to reject whatever I say. And I promise I will not take it personally. Okay. Mindset and maturation. If we are not dancing with the conversation and the journey of mindset, shifting mindset from a maturation context, I say we're not going deep enough, and therefore we're not really entering into the domain of freedom or the possibility of freedom. As if we are dealing with mindset without dealing with it from an ontological paradigm, then I say we're only dealing with mindset in a surface level way, and the best you can get are temporary moments of feeling better and moments of self-improvement that will only be temporary. And then you will find yourself back in the same old suffering, meaning you're not truly outgrowing the problem itself that you're trying to solve. So let's dive into this now that I've kind of set the table. Now we can enjoy the meal. Currently, much of what I hear in the conversation of mindset shifting is basically saying that we as a species are able to change our thoughts. And I want to question that. Can we really change our thoughts? Can we really change our thoughts? And I want to use this episode to reveal why I say, from an ontological paradigm, that we actually cannot change our thoughts. Well, we cannot change our thoughts without outgrowing the one that's even having the thoughts. And that's what I want to reveal in this episode. And if you really want to dive into this process on an experiential level, which is really the only level where true, deep, life-changing shifts can happen, then you need to come into the Listening to Life program. Because understanding what I'm saying in this episode is interesting, and it certainly will get you thinking and diving into a very important inquiry. But it will not take you deep enough to actually shift the one that I believe you are trying to shift when you are doing mindset work. If you want to have that depth of a shift, then you need to come into the Listening to Life program. And you can find those details on our website. So I say, from the current conversation around mindset shifts, that we cannot change our thoughts unless we are shifting and outgrowing the entire one that is having all the thoughts at all. Let's look at positive thinking. Positive thinking is basically the same one that is having all the shitty thoughts, blasting the mind with positive thoughts, and you get a whole load of positive thoughts on top of the same old shit that you had before, and then you pretend to yourself that that's good enough. I am enough, I am enough, I am enough, I am enough, I am enough. And I am enough kind of creates a certain kind of vibrational field, and it makes you feel high, and it feels really good for a while, very temporary, until I'm really not good enough and I'm a piece of shit and I'm not worthy and I'm not safe, starts to flood your whole body mind again. Until you got to go back and go, I am enough, I am enough, I am enough, and I am enough. And you have to try so hard to make sure that those positive thoughts are stronger than the negative thoughts. And really what's happening is you just have a whole load of positive thoughts on top of the same old shit that you had before. Now, remember, if you're getting activated, that's probably a sign that this conversation is going deep, and that's good. So stay in the conversation. What I see in 100% of the human beings that come into our programs is this intense state of resistance that they don't even know they're in, meaning they have to do something about their thoughts because their thoughts are causing the problems about their life. And then they're trying to work out what it is that they can do to get rid of these negative thoughts. And then they try really hard to do something to change them into positive thoughts, but that doesn't last very long. And then you're back in the negative thoughts. And then that's the evidence and the proof that you are really shit and there's something wrong with you. Oh God, and then you got to try even harder. And I got to try and stay in that positive mind. Oh shit. And then I'm back in the negative thoughts again. Oh, I got to try. Let me do my affirmations even more. Maybe I'll do them for an hour today. Maybe I'll do yoga for an hour today. That we are using these tools to try to escape the human condition. And it is creating an intense state of resistance. It's created from an intense state of resistance. And whatever you resist just grows stronger. Positive thinking is like trying to solve the problem of your thinking from the same one that's even generating the thinking. And the more that you try to solve the problem of your thinking that you don't realize you're the one that's generating all the thinking, you're going deeper into the experience of the problem and finding more evidence that you are the problem. And then you have to try even more to solve the problem of the one that's generating all the problems. And then you're just going round and round and round in an incessant state of suffering. And what we resist grows stronger. So let's look at this from an ontological context. If you are the one that is thinking, meaning you should be able to change your thoughts, like if you think you can change your thoughts, then you think that you're the one that's thinking. If you're the one that's thinking, then you should be able to stop your thinking right now. Let's try that. Wherever you are listening from, stop thinking. No, really stop. Just stop. No, stop. Do you notice that you can't stop? Do you notice that even when you have moments of quiet, there's a thought that there's some quiet there? You can't stop. And so I say, you're not even the one that's thinking. So who is the one that's thinking? Are you really thinking? Or are you being thought? Now I'm going to dive into this on an ontological context. The human mind is a pattern recognition device. It is only designed for human survival, meaning it only cares, or it doesn't even care because there's no emotion. Its only design function is for you as a human being to survive long enough so that you don't go extinct, so that you can procreate. That is it. It is a pattern recognition device led by the design function to survive. And therefore, it is running on whatever has been put in the memory bank based on your past, based on whatever perceived threats that you experienced in your past, that the mind has clocked and wired as moments in time that you perceived as if you survived and effectively survived. And therefore, it is running that same program over and over and over and over and over and over again. It's part of the design of the being of human being. In fact, I have not met a human being yet, and my teacher who's been doing this 50 years, longer than 50 years, I've been doing it 15, he's been doing this 50 years. In all the human beings that we have worked with, we have not yet met a human being without the little voice. It's actually part of the design of being human. Two arms, two legs, a head, and a little voice. And that little voice is the root to so much suffering. But is it? Why is it? It is the root to so much suffering because we think that the little voice is who we are. And then we try to change the little voice because we believe it is who we are. And we believe that we are the one running the little voice, and we take it personally. And then we try to change the little voice and what the little voice is saying, which exacerbates even more that we can't. And then we take that personally and think that that's evidence that there really is something wrong with us that we don't want anyone to know about. And then we try harder to change the little voice and then we can't. And there's that vicious circle again, the vicious circle of the human condition. But are you really the one that is running that little voice? Or is the little voice just running? The thoughts that you're trying to change are the little voice. But if you're not the one running the little voice, how can you be the one to change it? And if you are the one that is running that little voice, you should be able to stop it at any moment. If you're the one that starts it, you should be able to stop it at any moment, which we have just revealed that you can't. Those thoughts are just a torrent of mind chatter produced by triggered mental and emotional processes in the brain mind, which are based on stored memories of past experiences. And because that mind chatter is just reactivated thoughts based on your past, it's quite literally a machine. It's a machine playing a record based on what was stored in the body mind as a perceived moment of threat that you had to survive something that seemed unsurvivable. And it has been running ever since. And anytime the mind recognizes anything in the field of reality that is remotely similar to anything that you survived in the past, that the mind has wired as a moment of survival, it will run the same thoughts over and over and over again. And it can literally be you walk past someone whose shoulders are like your mother's shoulders, or the bus driver makes a facial expression that looks remotely similar to how your father didn't look at you, or your boyfriend has a way with his cheeks that he doesn't even know about that looks like your mother's way when she was angry with you. And the mind will literally just activate the same old mechanism, flooding your mind with mind chatter, with the same mechanical thoughts over and over and over again. In fact, it is part of the whole body-mind story that comes with who you are or who you think you are. And please go back and listen to the episodes, the first 10 episodes of this podcast, particularly the one, the mind, the body, and the identity. That mind chatter is just reactivated thoughts based on the past. And so it's more accurate to say that you are not actually thinking. You're thoughting. You're being thought by the past. And one of the thoughts that you're thoughting is that there's a someone there called me who's thinking those thoughts. In other words, who you think you are is actually a thought. And it's a thought that you have about a someone called me that you've been thoughting about for most of your life. And that someone is your self-image. Me is a mental concept. And me as a mental concept comes with a certain flooding of experience and emotions and mental noise that is familiar to how and who me thinks it is. Please go back and refer to the episode on what is story. When you wake up in the morning, do you rush to the bathroom mirror because you can hardly wait to see who's there today? No, you don't. You wake up in the morning and you already know who's going to be there today. You wake up in the morning and you remember who you think you are, and then that gives you the immediate flooding of your experience of me, and then me gets up into me's world. The one in the bathroom mirror that you refer to as me is the one who's been living your life, and that is the one that is a remembered mental concept from the past, and it is that one that is continuously thoughting. So you're not thinking. Thinking is only thinking if it is original thought arising in the present moment. Much of the time, you can only be thinking if you are completely beyond me and beyond story. Therefore, much of the human race are not thinking original thought. We're being thought by the past, and it's mechanical. Now, if the mechanical torrent of noise is mechanical, repetitive records from your past given by me, if we're trying to change our mindset, it's the same me that is generating the thoughts that you're trying to change, and me that is actually the problem is trying to solve the problem about the problem. And the more that it tries to solve the problem about the problem, it creates more of a problem. And you just go round and round and round and round and round again, creating and generating more resistance, more suffering, and being deeper stuck in the vicious circle. It's a paradox. The problem is trying to change the problem with the problem and exacerbates the problem. So shifting mindset is no more than trying to resist what is and controlling what we want on top of what is, adding positive thinking on top of the same old crap that's always there before, and then experiencing the problem even deeper because we can't shift it, not on a long-term basis. And the blind spot is that we're not really seeing the me that is running the entire thought system. We're not dealing with it from a paradigm shift. You know that, I've talked about it in some of the other episodes, that science experiment when you have the magnet and the iron filings, the mental thoughts that you're trying to change are the iron filings that keep forming in the same formation with the magnet. And every time you do your affirmations and every time you try to change your thoughts with positive thoughts, you're just throwing the iron filings around in different positions. But eventually they always form back in the same magnetic formation. And you can hear how exhausting that is. Does that sound like freedom? No. But that is much of where the human species is in relation to mindset shifting. Freedom is when we can see the magnet that's generating the whole thing as a magnet. And then we are able to shift and outgrow the magnet that generates and runs the entire thoughting at all. Freedom is when we are shifting the entire paradigm that we are in relationship with thoughts. That's when we can really change our thoughts. When we're not trying to control or resist the thoughting, repetitive, mechanical system, but we have become so beyond the entire system at all that our relationship with it is that we have a mind, but the mind does not have us. Now that is when you really start to experience a whole nother level of mindset shifting. So let's bring this episode to a close with some questions. Spend 48 hours tracking the thoughts that are continuously repeating in the mind. And I want you to do it in a way where you are really becoming conscious to how mechanical it is. Write it all down. Put it out on paper so you can see it outside of yourself. And then really ask yourself, am I really the one that's running this? Or is this running me? Who is the one that's running this? Do I even know who I am if I'm not constantly having this repetitive, familiar thoughting? It is such a big piece of who you identify yourself as. Are you just trying to move the iron filings around, or are you ready to shift the magnet? So I hope that you have found this episode useful. As always, it's really powerful that we can dive into these conversations together. We are doing this together. We are all of the same species, FYI. And they're valuable inquiries. They really are. And unless we're willing to question what just appears as if it's fixed and real and the way it is, we'll never really be able to start creating the possibility of a new paradigm for us to be in relation with being human. And that's really where we tap into our infinite potential. So thank you all so much for listening. If you find this podcast episode useful, please do share it with people that you think it will benefit. Remember, this is a human problem. This is not just a you problem. So if you are human, this relates to you. If you are finding this podcast helpful to you, the best thing you can do for us is give us a 5-star rating at Apple and in Spotify, and then write us a review on Apple so that Apple spreads it far and wide and shares it with as many people as possible. If you want to write to us your experiences of what you're learning here, you can write to us at support@nikkiclinch.com. You can send us comments under the Instagram posts on Nikki_Clinch, and just share it with as many people you can, and keep listening, because we are really starting to impact a change here. A lot of people are starting to listen to these episodes, which is both exciting and powerful. We are an extraordinarily powerful animal, but we have yet to tap into how much power we have. But when we do, and it hits critical mass, we have the potential of completely changing this world and our own individual worlds. Thank you all so much for listening. This is the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast. My name is Nikki Clinch, and I'm your host. That's it, folks. Thank you so much for listening to the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast with myself, Nikki Clinch, as your host. If you want to ensure that you experience a fundamental shift, not just in how you are living your life, but in who you are being in it, a paradigm shift in who you are being starting now, please download our 21 days of expansion activation process. 21 activations for 21 days of body, mind, ontological activations for you to be able to work with you both in the experiential aspects of your body and the wiring of your neural pathways in your mind. You can own this for the rest of your life and create that shift starting now. From this place, you can discover the infinite potential of being human and the aspects of the power and the aliveness that is waiting for you to discover it and realize it now. So download the link below to access your 21 days of expansion and let us know how those shifts start landing in your world. Thank you so much for listening. This is the Infinite Potential of Being Human podcast with Nikki Clinch. I will see you next week.